You're like a female version of my daddy. Yeah. He was the same way. I'd ask him about it. He'd say, oh, son, I love your mother. She's a wonderful woman. But I love Trixie Hicks in a different kind of way. And so he went through his whole life like that. Mama up on a pedestal. Trixie on her knees. He loved Halloween time. He loved it. Because he could buy him a pumpkin. And I remember as a kid, I'd hear Daddy. Hear the door slam on the car. He'd come inside. Then he'd go into his little workshop. And drill a hole in that pumpkin. He'd say, boy, get in there. He'd bevel the edges real nice. Next thing you know, he put the pumpkin in the microwave for about 3 minutes. Start pouring the coal to it. I mean, they say, son, get in here. You're missing something. I'd walk in. I saw that spectacle of him just do that, slapping that pumpkin. He said, oh, man, son, I drilled another hole for you if you want to give it a try. I said, oh, what the hell? I went home. Now we're both going out. I said, Dada, not so hard. We touch the tips. I don't like it. Touch the tips. Well, next thing you know, we both got so into it, we started spinning around. Knocking things off the countertop. I mean, I lost my footing about the same time as Daddy lost his footing. And we crashed right through the Florida wind in the living room. Right out of the lawn, there we were, both doodad deep in that pumpkin, when old man Wickets went by. He looked over and said, well, hey, looks like you boys are having some fun. You gonna make pumpkin pie with that? Daddy laughed and said, not this one. It's got too many seeds in it.